When you find out something after 40 years, usually they're repeats. But you start walking down something new, should I say, compounded on the 40 years, which took me to learn what I knew and know. But then to find out that still beyond that, there's another step you can take. And you find it in the Scriptures. It's just as easy to anybody else to preach about the love of God and His goodness, and as it is the next person, because that's who we know He is. I can describe you real good too. Young for her age. She looks young. She's nice hairdo. I like that red ribbon. She stands out. She has a real peaceful presence about her. You know, she'd be the kind of friend you'd want to have. Because she'd be your friend even if you got ugly from time to time. And her mama taught her. Have we taken the offering yet? Hallelujah. But the more of this that He's bringing alive, it's an excitement like it's new. Like everything is new. I got saved yesterday, you know, or something. It's like everything's new. And the realist, I've seen miracles and stuff, and I've marveled at God from time to time, but I've never seen them as real as I see now, which is the capacity and what they represent and what goes with them. And understanding these things is helping me better understand how to get to where He wants and can do that to all of them. I mean, now He is love, so if you increase in that, you're going to increase in Him. We used our duck parable so often. Hiding a duck egg in a chicken's nest isn't good, because a duck will be raised as a chicken. So he doesn't know why he sneaks off and jumps in the lake and then gets beat every week for it. One day some ducks flew over and said, "Hi, duck." He said, "I'm a chicken." He said, "You're a duck. Chickens don't swim." And they said, "Let me show you something else." And they said, "Do this with your wings real hard. Real hard. And then follow us." And they actually lifted off the ground, or the water. And they were flying, and he circled. He says, "See, you're a duck. But you were taught by a chicken. But now it's a duck teaching a duck." That verse, not in the language which man's wisdom teaches, but the Holy Ghost teaches by comparing spiritual things to spiritual. Meaning you have a nature like God now. Now you can be taught by the Holy Spirit because you have a nature like Him. Now it's a duck teaching a duck, duck things. And the duck can understand because he's not a chicken. Yes. See. So something's happening. If God is love, He is. How do you know? He said He was. He said He was. He is. Then Then you ministered for 40 years. Well, I ministered just like, you know, Abraham, 175. It didn't seem to matter how long they ministered or what dispensation. However they loved God or found out who to be or what He is, you could never come to the end of Him. So you're not going to get the end of that love either. But what I have found out, at a certain point, everything's in it. I mean, everything He's promised that He can do and will do, He's done it before in whole cities. He'll do it again. But the problem is getting there where it frees Him to do it. And I've watched the workings of miracles begin. It began with teeth doing signs and wonders in people's mouths, and restoring whole mouthfuls of teeth and filling them with gold, and doing things that messes dentists up. You know, you go in, they say, "We don't use this kind of gold." And then not only them, but others. But I love the kind that you get the scientists out there and then you have to get the doctor out there and none of them have got an answer for it. Well, you know, that's where Jesus lived. The boat left, no problem. Just walked across the water. Whoops, a storm. No problem. Peace, peace. Well, you got enough food for these guys. No problem. And here's the thing. The law and the prophets was to who? John. And it ended there. Isn't it something that it was John that baptized Jesus? He said, no, you baptized me. That wouldn't fill the scripture. You baptized me. So he takes Jesus and baptizes him. What do you think the words were? I don't know, you know. In the name of yourself. You know. Well, he baptized Jesus. Baptized him and pulls him up out of the water. And what's water baptism except a type of the burial, the death and burial of your old man and the resurrection to the new? So here he's going to die for us. So before he begins his ministry, he gets baptized into death, then pulls him back up where we're at then. Then the Holy Ghost came after that and filled him. Then he began his ministry because we were going to ministry out of the same thing or minister out of the same thing he gave us. It's his standing he gave us. So we're ministering out of his standing. He got baptized. He came up. Holy Ghost came upon him. He did his first miracles. Now he says, "My glory I give unto you, that you may know the Father loves you with the same love he loves me. And I'll not leave you alone, for the Holy Spirit has come. He'll be your comforter. He shall receive of mine and show it unto you." He will literally guide you into all truth. Literally guide you. So Jesus is baptized and he gets filled and he ministers. Then that's the standing he leaves with us then. We get to minister out of it. Well, why should it be strange that the body of Christ, a generation will spread around what they know to each other? And if there's a move of the Spirit to a great degree like Azusa Street, then they'll all kind of move like that. A big argument in that day was whether you could speak with tongues anytime you wanted. Yes, one. then the meetings and stuff made it to certain points. It was wonderful because it is the reestablishment of the Holy Spirit in nominal churches. It was wonderful. And most of them rose to a certain degree, leveled out. Then we pretty much all stopped. We have to give ourselves different names. We go in. Everything's close to pretty much the same. You got a time limit, 2 or 3 songs. 2-hour offering. Anybody, you know, altar call. And thank God that that goes on in a mass scale. I'm not going to run down born again for the rest of your life, no matter how you got it. I can't run that down. But I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. The more I think about it, the more of what I'm hearing and have heard in the past. I have some things I can't say yet until I confirm them. But we're living in a time when not like the early church. I like the... Mark did a... He said that you said. And they whisper something in their ear and you whisper it in theirs and theirs and theirs. And then you go way over there. Way over to the back. And then they repeat what was said and it's never the same. Well, that was the gospel pretty much. They said, he said. Well, no, they said this. Well, they said that. Well, over in this house meeting, they said this. Thank God for those apostle letters that arrived. And for the scribes and the teachers knew the difference of the promises of Jesus. No matter what they had to exist on. They fought a good fight. They'd have dreamed of a day like this when the knowledge increased. Where this... That right there can put us into the front room of most of the houses in the world. And if not now, gaining. What better time to take out a harvest? Amen. What better time? Well, when I prayed and sought him to find out about this and what's holding it up and stuff. And it was the same thing. If a guy got the ear of people that... Have you watched a string of preachers get up one after another and any time recently and not hear them mention at least 5 seconds about money? When we do get a media, what do? We get rich. God fought that spirit. I know what he's like. I was good. I was good at it. I operated in it for about 4 months. My first trip to Brazil was based on that. Out of a dinner, $130,000 was pledged. And I walked away with maybe, I don't know, 50, 60. I ran into a problem. I couldn't keep doing that and praying in tongues. I had to give one of them up. One canceled the other one out. See, you can't keep doing that. And you have to give one up. Well, I thank God. I wasn't going to stop praying, so I had to give the other one up. Well, now, media is being sieged. And the devil's taking the same advantage of it as he took with whatever he had through the dark ages, whatever he did, the martyrdom, the wars, whatever he could do, he did. mostly with deception because of the lack of the source of knowledge. But now 7 billion on the planet. Media is where it's never been before and growing. I mean, you can watch me preach in Brazil and probably on your phone. What is this? I am. I said, we're being positioned for the greatest harvest. The one you're going to take off the planet just before you come, aren't we? We're being positioned for that, aren't we? You know, aren't we? Aren't we? What's he doing? Let's think about it. With our new church, I might be up at the altar, but if you were 100, say a million people back, you're going to be quite a ways away. You've made the other side of the trees in the field. We wouldn't be able to reach a crowd big enough on site like that. So I said, what is one of the things? Just give me one of the things. How are you going to do this? How are you going to do the world? No answer. Except for something I held out on. I wanted the power to go into all those front rooms and do what they're doing and will be doing here. I know that's happened here and there seasonally, but I'm talking about a massive revival to where you might be in Outer Mongolia with a satellite television in your grass hut. And the village gathers to watch it, and there's three of them that's blind and deaf, and we say, do what we say now, receive Jesus, or whoever wants to pray this prayer, pray it, but stay for the next one, especially if you're all messed up, crippled and everything. Stay for the next one. And what do you think? A bunch of blind people and people that can't walk and twisted up, gathered all around that screen, and all of a sudden the power comes there. Well, what will you be ready for? Every time we hear a new place that's taken, then a whole bunch of you who know everything will send you there. You can teach them. They can learn from the big screen. We can put on special school. Do all kinds of things. The point is, the Word of God can go everywhere. If we can bring the power there with it, guess what we'll have? Hallelujah. I saw just a drop of it in Brazil last time. The biggest miracle to me was when that 6'4" guy come up and tried to beat me up and couldn't. To me, that's a great miracle. And Alan, you know, he didn't know what he was doing because that fist, he was coming at me. And then it would go tap. And just no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get a full swing on it. So Alan saw what was happening, and I think he figured out what he was doing. Anyway, whatever he was doing, Alan threw himself between me and him. So, but none of those punches come through. Later, he admitted he wanted to kill me. A simple matter of death, tear my head off. Was that it? Because first time I say, can I help you? Interpretation takes place. Tap. Can I, Can I help you? Tap. I couldn't help but get tickled. But then we had the special meeting in Belo Horizonte. They don't like it when I do that. I'm pronouncing it wrong. Somebody lives there that we started the ministry with in Brazil. And we really don't know what happened. That is, me and Tim didn't know what we did. I think maybe it was a doctrinal issue that rose up. But since my promise was to go to Brazil the rest of my life, he already had prepared another place. Bill was ministering there. And it just shifted over, and they took over everything from the letters to the putting the meetings together that has now led to Japan. But nevertheless, the whole reason I went to Bellows, and I thought I might as well have a meeting while we're there. And there was about 1,000 people come out. And the hotel had a great big massive meeting room that I stayed in. And a boy got the 3 gold fillings. And his sister was translating for me on the radio television program, which was an interview with a lady cooking food, and she'd run over, and then she did a pop star artist before me, some hot rod singer. And I guess they thought it'd be interesting to throw a preacher in there. So she's mixing the stuff, and she'd come over, "What are you doing here in Brazil?" I said, "I'm preaching a meeting." "Well, what are you?" And I said, "Oh, I'm a missionary." She says, "Well, what town do you live in?" I said, "Oh, I just come over for season, just meeting back and forth." She says, "Oh, well," I said, "I can save you some time, though. See, this, my translator, her brother had 3 rotten teeth, and God filled all of them with gold, cleaned them up, 3 of them." So she starts telling him, then she goes on beyond me and tells the story, and the woman's eyes are going. She looks over. She keeps telling her more. Then she said, she come from look at me and says, "Oh, well, what do you attribute?" I said, "I teach that the path to the cross is as sovereign as the cross itself. And it's as final. And everything the cross has provided, it's just, surely he's borne my sicknesses, carried my pains. We did esteem him smitten, stricken of God, and afflicted, but he's wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our lack of peace was laid upon him, and with his stripes you're healed." I said, "Everything the cross provided." I said, "The path is as sovereign to the cross as the cross itself. And I can teach people how to get on that path and put one foot in front of the other until they have what they're going in for." Her eyes went. Then we were closing down and they got a phone call. And the phone call was from a lady in a house that got 9 fillings, and her son in a house got 4. So that was just a little bit taste of it. Just a little. But nevertheless, with media where it is and the populations where it is, can you see possibly what's in God's mind? We're not just talking us. We're talking about a bombarding of the world with the truth. A false prophet will be doing lying signs and wonders. Come on. Come on. And deceive many. And even the very elect, if Jesus didn't come and do something to them. So come on. But let's think about it, which brings us back to this point. When I got to the end of the last door, praying in tongues, meditation, imagery, confession, faith, fasting, love, had an experience with love. And then all of that realm closed, and that number went on the last two Sundays. I stepped through another door, only to have all those devils waiting there, which I had an experience with in Brazil. Won't go over that again. They were very polite. They told me beforehand, "We're going to kill you." They were very polite. Well, I came back, and this is what I knew. That when I busted through them and looked down the path, a bigger version, it was just like the door that had the love, and it was a steel door you opened without a combination. And I mean, I don't remember a key. I remember spinning. And the other door opened a little bit, and I got to operate in some of it, but then this one was bigger, and it cracked wider, and for some reason then whatever I prayed in the past, I got to pray myself into a dose of what was on that side. How can you describe something when you get into it and it's more than you had, but it's bringing things to you that you don't know how to articulate? I don't know how to describe His love on the level He really loves us on. I think you'll finally see all of that in the new heaven and the new earth when the mess is over. But what I do know, it's something He's been trying to get in. Trying to get into His operation in the fullness. Because it's going to take care of a lot of the problems. Most of the reasons preachers were turned back and why things got so messed up is because we didn't get enough into His nature and the operation of it, the new one He gave us. To be able to charge forward with everything He has. I've been looking forward to reading something. Why don't you open up to 1 Corinthians. Could you imagine it might be the 13th chapter? Here's some whys. In the 12th chapter, he said, "Desire earnestly the best gifts, and I'll show you a more excellent way." And that more excellent way even includes to the desiring of the best gifts. And here's that more excellent way. He just begins to lay it out. After I understood this, I didn't wonder as much anymore how Paul could take pleasure during his height of tribulations, take pleasure in God. Not for being beat. 39 lashes 5 times and 4 ships sinking out from underneath him. No, His bones in his feet broke several times by rods, stoned to death, imprisoned. Yet somewhere along the way, he came to a place where he could say, I take pleasure in necessities, perplexities, and distresses, because when I'm the weakest, I'm the strongest, and somehow taking pleasure on this level in God switches your dependency off of the flesh and onto the grace. And what I like about him, they come to get him for his execution, his martyrdom. When they come to get him, he said, I'm the one. I'm the one that's ready to be offered. You think that you're putting me to death. I'm the one that's ready. You don't think Jesus walked on water and stopped storms, and fed multitudes with 2 fishes and 5 loaves. You don't think he did these things just to show off. He said, the works I do, you'll do also. And one greater work you'll do is one I can't do right now, because the new nature hasn't been provided for yet. But you'll be able to run all over the world and administer this new nature to them, and they can receive it by faith. Works I do, all these signs and wonders you'll do, and one greater than all you've seen here. One greater. To have the privilege to carry a message that can cause somebody to receive eternal life and salvage them. And a 4,000 year history until the time of Adam, just to get him into the planet 2,000 years ago. I mean, the whole world existed for that one major event after Adam fell. To get him in, not getting him in, then all of this would have meant nothing. What a privilege. Paul found out about this love. He described it. He said, I can take pleasure. He wasn't always like that. One time the high priest's servant slapped him in the face for something he said to the high priest. He said, why, you witted wall. Maybe why did, you know, what do you do with a wall? You witted wall, judge me according to the law and smite me contrary. He said, how dare you talk to the high priest like that? He says, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was the high priest. So he wasn't always like that. I mean, he sounded like he lost it a little right there. You witted wall, you smite me. But then, his confession was, I don't think it was his confession. I think his actions were, I take pleasure in the presence of God. I can take pleasure in his presence while I'm going through these things. See, if God opened a jail cell for anybody, for Peter, he didn't just do that to show off. He's no respecter of persons. See, he could take pleasure in the presence of God no matter what they were doing to him. Because he wasn't going to die before he was finished. He said, I fought the good fight. I've kept the faith. Didn't you know that when you're praying in tongues, For he that searches the heart knows what's the mind of the Spirit, the mind of God, and it empowers him to make intercession for you according to the will of God. Then you can know all things that work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose, meaning everything meant to destroy you that's on an interception course, well, he can intercept it because you got one more turn to take and one more village to go to. You're not done yet. You're not done. What do you have? I saw the shadow of the Most High overshadow Mary in a spot vision. And then the little strand of DNA that for some reason, I don't know how can God get small enough to make the brain of a flea that moves that little leg he moves? How did he make his brain so little to do that complicated task? I don't think he's very limited to anything. I don't think size matters at all. So you pray the will of God into existence. Something's coming towards you that's not good for the purpose. Trust me when I say he can intercept it if he's got what he needs to do it with. See, why would he say, pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers? My God, he's the one that died. Why don't he just keep sending 12 at a time? So you guys go, I'll be back to get a few more and go on. But he left it with us because we're the ones that have authority here. If we don't go get them, there isn't going to be anybody to go get them. He said the earth was subjected to corruption by him who subjected the same in hope or imperfection of a new heaven and a new earth, because this one is terminating. When Adam fell, termination was scheduled. It began. And he says, not only they, but us that have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan within ourselves waiting for the adoption process to be made complete when we'll get a new body. But meanwhile, the Holy Ghost helps our infirmities because he cornered here on the planet in a sinning body and a righteous spirit trying to carry on his work and have faith. And so he sent us a comforter, somebody to help us. And he knows God's plan for you, so he's just going to capitalize on you and pray the mysteries of God out for you, and then things will begin to work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose, because you turned the Holy Ghost loose to work that purpose out ahead of you in your life. So no, that tractor is not going to run over you because you're sleeping in the field. It's not going to run over you. But God doesn't do everything that I want. You know what? He's not supposed to. He's supposed to do everything that you're supposed to have. Wants are okay. But usually the reason that you don't get what you're believing for, generally the reason. And if God was going to cure you real quick, like a 3-month school, that would be to take you with him and then leave you here. And then you and him listen to you talk about it. That'd cure you right there. How do you feel? God. Oh. Well, I'm believing, you know. Yeah. Yes, you are. I got to thinking one day. I'm glad we don't think out loud. You know how many men would be slapped in church even? Come on. Are we working? Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities. The fact we left here in a mortal body, we don't know how to pray as we ought. He searches, knows God's plan for us, and then makes intercession for you in a language you don't even know, so you won't mess it up. Well, I don't want to go over there. Who asked you? So when you get to this turn, so la la na sa ho so la da chota ho le so so re so so re ke so re ke. What? Yeah. All right. Like it wouldn't let you. You won't pray 2 or 3 hours a day in tongues and stay greedy. But you know, there's an anointing that goes with greed. You get better and better at it. Sometimes you get so good you lose your sense of reasoning and you forget how people live. And that's usually when they make their mistakes. So I just know how much He loves you. And I know how much those guys are hurting themselves, much less you. If they knew, if they really knew. Not good to hurt people. When I was grieving over some of that, I know the saints' hearts were wide open. They were given, and the preachers were guaranteeing them their mighty, mighty returns. No, I shouldn't go there. Let's find out what Paul was changed into. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, that means he had the prayer language, and have not charity, I'm become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He didn't say a piano, did he? And though I have the gift of prophecy and understood all mysteries and knowledge, and though I have all faith so I could remove all mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, profits me nothing. 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, give my body to be burned, have not charity, profits me nothing. And starts giving the description of this love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. And oh, look at this. Thinks no evil. Would you like your thoughts to be out loud? We'd have to have a special class called the Thought Out Loud class. Look at this. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Bear all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they'll cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. We know in part, we prophesy in part. But he goes on to break it down. When I was talking about that overshadowing of Mary, I think I saw it looked like the chromosome and a little bar. That's the door that the Son of God came in on. There's one teeny little extra part that it glowed so it would identify. I mean, the rest of the program was there, but it was there. When you get born again, you get a new nature right there on the spot. So whatever was in that, that recreated Jesus' spirit alive like Adam was alive. I mean, same thing happens in you. You get born again. Well, in the original, I saw that little, and what it was as a, it looked like a little program that had the love. I can't understand that in a natural too good, chemical emotions, but in the spiritual, what kind would that be? The kind he described? The kind God has. But here's the thing though. You have it. You say, well, I have the love of God. Yes, you do. You're his daughter. And your spirit has a nature in it that has that love. It was created in there and to belong to you. It's your love. Well, when the Holy Spirit comes with God's love, that's his love. We can feel that moving on us. You can feel the presence of it. It goes tangible sometimes. People bawl and cry. See, that part of me that can love like God does, it also can receive that love. Look at the list here. He said, though I accomplished those things, and I didn't have this. I had nothing. See? Well, I happened to know this. When I busted past those devils, walked through the door, well, that hit me. I felt his love like never before. I couldn't quite. I tried to teach on it the first service I came out, and I don't know how I did yet. I can't remember a third of it. I know I said a lot. I always do that. As he'd show me a picture, he'd explain a little bit more that I had to know that my new nature was born with that capacity. In it. It was me. I'm not you. And a billion years from now, I won't be you. You'll be you. I'll still be me. We'll be an individual. We will be forever. Now, when we got 276 trillion billions of trillions, when we get that many earth years into the future, you'll still be the same. You're eternal. You'll have that capacity that was born into Jesus and born into you. You have that capacity, that unlimited love. And if you can bring it to a fullness here, you're going to cause hell for the devil on this planet. And when we're all done whipping the devil and getting a great harvest out of the planet, because I'll tell you what, this anointing, when it, especially with unaccountable little children, it takes no prisoners. I mean, it won't take them like they are. That's a prisoner. We don't take prisoners. Be well. And the little kid goes off his respiratory thing, his blood straightens up, all his joints start working, and he gets up and they have to call his parents. My God, if that was your son, or that was my son, and you did that, and left town then, and all these mamas running around, daddy's trying to figure out what happened in the city, because you had to leave or something? If I had to sell my house, my car, everything I have, I'd track you down. And I would bring my boy to you. We're looking at something like that. What do you think could keep you safe for the duration of a revival like that outside of love like this? Is it available? Is it available? Your new spirit was born with a bar that created the God kind of love nature in you. His creation. You were born of Him. He made the angels. To His angels, He said, who maketh His angels ministering spirits. But to the Son, He says, today I have begotten you. Well, this lifetime, you were begotten. So when I come out this side of the gate then, in that a billion years from now, 10 hundred trillion billion, guess what you're going to have to give somebody that was forever before that time, and he'll be forever with you after that time. Oh, he may leave for a while to go make a few universes or something. We don't know. A createe can create nothing. Angels were created to serve both worlds. They were messengers to us, and they lived there. They fell, part of them. So they can't create nothing. They're a createe. Nothing. The sorcerers threw their staffs down. They turned into snake, and Moses ate all theirs up. He became death and swallowed up our death, then turned back into the staff. It's a tie. He rearranged a molecule system. He reduced him to eat the dust of the earth concerning us.
What does that mean?
That means in stature and might, he could kill a whole army. He was reduced to operate on a level of the flesh. He can't come up behind you and push you off into the Grand Canyon. All he can do is try to talk you into jumping off. That makes it fair. There's something about being the creator. God seems to have a weakness. You. You're His weakness. So were the angels. You couldn't fall if He wasn't fallible. Satan couldn't have fell if he wasn't fallible. And I understand it. If I have His nature, He's got this. When you raise your hands, raise them and say, God, I love you. Don't you know that He knows you didn't have to do that? Why did you do it? Because. Did you know He did you a service when He left you in the old wineskin? The reward's not based on the grace He paid for that gave you your new nature. He gave that. He did that. You couldn't do it. You could beg a billion years and He couldn't give it to you without what happened. It wasn't you. It was Him. You just ask. But he thought enough of us, honored us enough, even though we lived in a body that's still willing to do what the other spirit wanted to do. Even though we live in it, good teaching this morning, get it from Alan. Even though we live in it, you know, with the dangers of the world, he still elected to put new wine in an old bottle and a new patch on an old garment, because he's betting on you that you're going to overcome not only the flesh. Hallelujah. That you're going to overcome the devil and every hell plan he's ever had for you. And you're going to get a mass harvest off this planet for God. As he trusted you to leave you here. That's what I'm going. He could have taken us home and arranged another plan. But he didn't. You made it this far. Get somebody and bring them with you.
We noticed that the Pharisees fast and the publican fast off, Jesus. But we noticed your disciples don't fast at all.
He says, why should they when the bridegroom's with them? They'll come. The bridegroom will be taken away. And that day, you'll fast. They'll fast. And you want to know why they'll fast?
Well, that's what we asked, wasn't it?
Because you don't put new wine in old bottles. And you don't put new patches on old garments. And they're going. That's it.
What?
I just answered your question.
Put new wine in old bottles. You don't do that, huh? Thank you very much. We now know everything there is to know about fasting. Thank you very much.
Now, what he was saying, I'm about to do that. But since I'm with them, I'm the bridegroom, I put my mantle on them. They did their work. But I'm going to be gone. I'll be taken away. And that day, I'm going to have to put that new nature in the old wineskin, their body. In answer to fasting and praying, it helps fight the position your flesh has been declared. If Christ be in you, body's dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness, meaning it's seated with him in heavenly places right now by our nature. But our bodies, their positional truth is they're declared dead. In other words, they don't have the power anymore to reign over your spirit, but they try to. But what he was saying, since I had to put you in an old wineskin and you ask about fasting, fasting is going to help preserve the new wine in this old wineskin because it'll enforce that death. And you'll be able to operate more free of the flesh. He was just answering their question. Well, I saw that little sparkle of a light, love. And he'd come and nurture it, and you'd walk in it, in your new nature, and you'd walk in more, and it would grow and house more the love of God. It would grow and house more and more. And it's not self-exalting. It has no fear. Full of compassion. It's the very substance that moved Jesus. He was moved by compassion and healed a good third or fourth of them. Well, he went home and they all got healed in Peter's meeting, you know. Last question. Do you think that not every kind of sickness came that day that they all got healed? And during the revival, the course of it? They'd bring them from different places and they'd all get healed. Every single one of them for that short period of time. Everyone got healed. Do you think that it pretty much covered all the diseases? I mean, I don't think there's something in here that wasn't there. So it isn't the people's fault. Ultimately, it's a result of wrong teaching, wrong praying, finally settling down to make excuses from the Word for things that is, instead of having the guts to go on and change it. If my kid was blind and dumb and deaf, I don't even know where I'd bring him into the state to find somebody that could get him healed. Took me a while to get to this door. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'm on my way. There's a large capacity there. You can turn him loose on this planet. You have the capacity. That's why he was baptized by John, then baptized by the Holy Spirit, run around doing miracles. How shall God ask it? And the works I do. Age of media, billions on the planet. Can we get that kind of power into their homes over in every nation that can watch us from a room? Yes, we're going to do it. Are things going to stay the same here? No. Once in a while you'll regret these days when we were a little family. What I've given to you has rarely been received in its fullness by my body since the early establishment of the church. For much darkness at times would drive the light back, and then the light would drive it back, and battles would be fought. But very seldom did many make it to this place where my hands are totally untied. So hear what the Spirit would say, that I've looked long, I've established works, I've anointed them, and I've attempted to teach them. But only for only the Holy Spirit can be the teacher and the teacher of the understanding of these things. So see to it that you're diligent, for you are on the path. And before this is over, many, many more will make the Holy Spirit their teacher because of what they will see. So rejoice and be exceedingly glad. I didn't plan for the dark ages. I don't send this into hell and choose this one. I'm no respecter of persons. And anybody that can receive me can receive me. I did not cause those times of desolation when my name was replaced by other names. I didn't cause them. I did not nurture them. Me loka uskara huketo sakala homa entiskidesi inanose haskese. But I can say this to you, that you are on my path, and you're getting dangerously close to being dangerous. And you'll see things in your generation that many has not seen. So be strong and continue in my instruction, and you'll see. You'll see. You'll have much to rejoice over in the day of the Lord. If I think I'm getting what he's getting, I think he's saying that we resigned ourselves to the teacher, and we're going to teach other people in mass scale how to resign themselves to the teacher, which will escalate what he's doing in the earth, which will help him in these last revivals. Meaning, I just wished I could tell you some things, but I can't yet. Which is meaning, the enemy, if you haven't noticed, he has raised the bar of difficulties. But guess what bar was raised in you? The victory and more. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid of what he can do. Do what Paul did. I can take pleasure in whatever hell you're throwing at me today, because you're not me. You don't have my nature, and you're not bound where I'm going, and you're not full of the power like I am. So shut up. Get out of my presence. Hallelujah.
But you're going to die.
Oh, shut up. And even if I did before my time, which I won't, I know where I'd go. And I already know where you're going. That usually really makes him mad, so I wouldn't recommend it if you're ready for a small war. Yes! Hallelujah, Jesus. So we'll get to talk more about the love and the actual receiving of it and the growing of it. And the horrible things Jesus said we should do to our enemies. He'd probably run up with a big sword and make them wish they'd never met you. He says, you need to dig real deep and lay your house on a foundation, on a rock. You know, it'd really help if it was a rock, a foundation you was really building it on. When they're my sayings. Would you mind giving me one of them? Sure. In the same chapter, it'd have to be. You know, I'm a context guy. Do good to them that hate you. Don't you have anything better than that? Okay, pray for those who despitefully use you. Well, what's this going to lead to? A slap in the face. Well, what do I do about that? Turn the other cheek. I'm going back under the law. In question. Hello, Koa. Koa, Taseshe. Nahemo. Emeo. Yasodache. For each time I reach out, for it's my desire to gather you into myself, as a hen would gather her chicks, and take care of you and shelter you. But my great expectations are in what I'm able to do now. I do. But a day is coming soon when the things will manifest themselves here will change the face of things so drastically that you will see much on that scale take place. So rejoice and be glad for what it is. So you be healed in Jesus' name. If I get that straight, He encompasses everything He can. But what's being necessary, what is necessary, is being done against the future, for a day is getting close to where He can wrap His arms around everything and it will be done. And why? Because we're not going to stay walking in the same place. We made it to the love of God, and it does to you all those things that was listed there. Jaisi Maaskodachili Hunanakadesukuma. I can only start this out one way to get to the heart of what he just... What do I mean when I say, would you pray for me? Be healed, would you? What I actually ask, I need to be healed. Would you do my praying for me? Yes. I know that sounds ugly. I mean, but gifts of healing is in the church for what? For all levels that people were walking. Of course you come to the place where you get your own, or you couldn't be a missionary or nothing. But that's what you're saying. I can't get it myself. Would you do my praying for me? And they have the gift. But the truth is, all of it's yours all the time because you know Him. And the truth is, there's nothing that we can really give you once you know how to receive on your own that you couldn't get on your own, except more teaching. See, to remind me why he said that part was that there will be an amazing growth. In your eyes, it will seem amazing, but it will be people that are becoming more and more independent on me. He oskoweska, to emphasize not being lazy, not wanting to do something, expecting God to meet every need when you're not doing anything. We're not talking that. You could have been in a time of seeking, a prayer time, looking for direction and not doing anything during it. It's all understood. You could have walked off your job to fill ministry. It's all understood. But the thing is, what I saw, a maturity come when more people than ever before can just receive from Him on their own, and not only that, give it away. These signs that follow the believer, not to select few. The believer will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover and speak with new tongues and cast devils out, and they become believers and teach them the same thing. Okay. So the love of God is going to bring more of that kind of growth to us. More in the teaching and more about receiving it, and how just running around being an ugly stick on purpose just causes other people to be ugly. I keep getting ready to let you go, but truly, He has given you His thoughts. His mind. He don't get to do this all the time. And He won't say nothing like that unless the progression is really there or possible. I thought when He had me prophesy the word endurance, inside I thought, oh, right. Yeah, this isn't going to take long. He didn't just want a revival. He wanted change. For as you hear more about this place of love, of the love I'm bringing you, because of the capacity that'll be uncovered, I'll be able to do this. And if I could say that as I was excited, I would say there was no small excitement with me whenever a group of people attained to this walk of the fullness of my love, where I could manifest myself in the midst of need. Where I could manifest myself on the behalf of the people. So it's no small thing to me to even have the beginnings of these. And that's what he said. Prepare your hearts. Open yourselves up. I'll be speaking to you more, for I have many things to say that'll be beyond what you know now, because the knowledge of it wasn't present or coming into existence for this place until this time. So be strong and open yourself up, and know that the devil isn't turning his back on this either. It'll mostly be an emotional kind of attack, which is listed as a stronghold. Pulling down of strongholds, which is systems of thought empowered by emotion. That's a stronghold. So you may wake up with some ugly throwing up presence around you. You feel creepy. Creepy. If I didn't have these kids, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I mean, that kind of strength. Trust me when I say there's a tangible carrier of it, and he's present. Tell him to get out of your room and your presence. In Jesus' name. And he'll be escorted out if he doesn't go on his own will. Do it. It works. Okay. You know what I saw when he was saying all that? I didn't see the inside of a church. I saw streets, the inside of Walmart. I seen sick people waiting in waiting rooms, corridors. I'm going to pray for these people. Well, Sarah, we don't allow that. Then throw me out after they're healed, okay? Not just. There'll be enough. Be enough coming to the masses. And guess what, though? When did Jesus say, hey, go, I have my next meeting in the synagogue next week, sorry. When did he ever say that? Go get them. You know, when you see your first miracle, you're going to wonder what held you back.